I've set apart a side of the service right now to honor the memory of Londa McAwee. We often will do an anthem in one form or fashion. This time we were able to have an anthem written because of the funds that were given to her in her memory. And it's just about been a year, I think the year right at the end of this month, that Londa passed away. And so I asked Keith Wilkerson to write an anthem for us, and I gave him some ideas and some suggestions on what to do, and things started running through my mind about who Londa is. And Londa is, you know, she's the kind of person that everybody knew, right? She was. And some words that came to mind in the process of putting together the anthem were basically two things. One was joy, because she's just a joy to be around, and she always portrayed joy. And the other is laughter. If you got around Londa a little bit, you were going to laugh. She was going to laugh, and she had a laugh that was just infectious. And she was just a joy, again, a joy to be around and to get to know. And I thought of one or two things in terms of stories that came to mind as far as who Londa really was. And one is when I would go to choir practice, and it was a particular Sunday, or a Wednesday rather, a particular Wednesday when we might have had a good crowd. And not every Wednesday was this way, but it was kind of hard to get that choir settled down. Okay? In other words, you go in there and they're just talking as loud as they can. They're being rambunctious a little bit. And the first thing that would come to my mind, and I would say it to the choir, is, I bet Londa's here. And sure enough, I'd look up there and she's sitting in the seat up there, filling her seat right next to Janita, you know. They always sat right next to each other. And she was just the kind that would make you laugh. And she had everybody going all the time. And it was just a pleasure to get to know her. I knew of her love for children and her love for working in Beach Club and just some other ministries that she had a part of. And I am just so thankful to have had her be a part of my life and to get to know Londa. And I'm going to ask Danny to come forward. Danny said, now, you can't make me say anything if I'm going to come forward, but I'm not going to do that. But as I said, we have an anthem that was written. It's called Many Mansions. You'll see that title in your bulletin. And again, I'm thankful for Keith. I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you stay right down there, Danny. I don't want you to walk up here if you don't have to, okay? I've had this anthem written by Keith, and I'm so thankful that he did that for us. And I'm going to do some more later to give this to you in another published form. But I'm going to give this to you now, Danny. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We love you, Danny. Thank you. And, of course, you know Keith. Keith was here for our Marvelous Mondays. I hope you got to come to all those services, but for that one. And then he's a leader of, or director of, the Singing Men of East Texas, and a composer, of course. So, Keith, I want to give this to you to lead. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Harold. And what a joy it is and an honor to be a part of this day. And what a joy it is to be back at First Baptist New Boston. You have always welcomed me here just as part of the family. And I've been here so many times. We just love you. And thank you again for the honor of being a part of this day. Through the months of this project and getting to and talking with Harold and after the memorial service and family members and different ones, things that kept coming back were the joy in Londa's life. And I do believe that the Lord gives people and puts people in our lives that just bring joy to us. I hope you're one of those. I really do. And Jesus, just before he went back to heaven during his earthly ministry, gathered the disciples together. And you know the familiar passage in John 14, where he gathered them around and he said to the disciples, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And he said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. But there was one, Thomas. And can I tell you, I identify with Thomas, the doubter. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus looked at him, I believe, with eyes of true compassion and love, and said, Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Would you listen now as we sing Many Mansions?
Soon I'll in disgrace see my Savior face to face.